Blog Talk Radio.
From Japan, bitch. Uranium from Iran, bitch. The money make your bitch a stand, bitch.
She like the Chanel and I like the Givenchy, and we both indulge in the Balenciaga. I put the leather jacket on, like Richie. We used to meet up and just fuck in Chicago. Hey man, say man. She like the Molly and the Zan. Hey man, say man. We treat the muscle like a van.
The mud coming from nothing, running numbers up, 50 grind mode, different time zone, getting to the money, and that's on us. Mac and cheese with this game I'm spitting, cornbread is the issue I'm getting. Niggas snitting, better stop bullshitting. OG Kyle making boss decisions. I'm a dope boy making drug collision. I told my kinfolk we all the business, killing these niggas with eye the witness. I told my fam to avoid the mission. We had to get it out the mud, coming from nothing, running numbers up, 50 grind mode, different time zone, getting to the money, and that's on us.
With the flow, I get 15K a show, and homie, that's a discount. Shut up, you made me miscount. I'm from Cloverland, 415s in the trunk, they kicking harder than Jackie Chan. My new shooter's from Pakistan.
Oh.
Hey bitch, say bitch, you know Flip the wrong one to play with, and it won't be a loogie if the case fit. I'm Mr. Miyagi, I break bricks. Hey man, say man, I move that rock like a caveman. Don't play man, okay man, I aim at your feet, not break then. I got a sick watch with big rocks, not kick rocks, you broke. Don't get shot, you big thot, I'm the leprechaun, don't play with me, gold. And we go ride for Big Floyd, yeah, and I got chips like a whore, yeah. And you don't want it with the king, boy, and you ain't street, you green, boy.
Thank you.
like my blunt extra thick, same way like my bitches. Hear some friends try to cross me, same way they do bridges. Rents in my swisher, back with sherbet lotto. Used to smoke on occasion, now they smoke a lot more. Yeah, vibe with this shit, I always take precaution. I ride with a stick, junkie mode, I pop these pills and I ain't even sick. Dreadlocks in my head, I might get some wicks. Sometimes I'm too dramatic, steering with my knees, rolling blunt in traffic. I'm high like the attic, zips I got on gone jackets. Might lace my blunts with lean, smoking green machine. Grab a leaf stuff with a 14, a supreme. Smoking cookies, cream, ran out of blue dreams. Bitch don't blow my high, the hood I supply. Smoking on Medusa, and leave petrified.
I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll a paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitches.
I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll a paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitches.
I roll a paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I ain't smoking no ops, it's just Mary Jane. I could've put diamonds in the watch, but I left it plain. You can't copy this identity, we are not the same. She play hard to get with you, but she loving the crew. My clothes smelling like Pepe Pew, that's that Gorilla Glue. I thought the plug was Mexican, but he from Peru. I pull out shoes that's old to me, but to you they new. I'm the one, not the two, that's my daily affirmation. Get off your ass and go get it, stop contemplating. The world ain't waiting on this beat, I'm ice skating. The wee Caribbean, like a Haitian or Jamaican. I do push-ups and flex my lungs like a bodybuilder. The doobie killer, in my city, my face is familiar. Still smoking OG like an OG. If you know me, then you know I only smoke good weed. I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll a paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitch.
I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll a paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitch. I always take precaution, I ride with a stick.
Yeah. I'ma fuck it up. He'll never say I'm and I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Still fucking your nigga. I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Still fucking your nigga. You can be with him on the daily. Keep having his babies. Marry him and get lazy. But bitch, you gon' look crazy. Cause I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Still fucking your nigga. I'ma be still fucking your nigga. Still fucking your nigga.
Never did. Fashion, superstar. Trying to have me a menage a trois. It's in a life that's a tightness job. Hand in her hand as I'm biting her bra. Easy been to hold you when it ain't no walk. It's easy been to hold you when it ain't no walk. Easy been to hold you when it ain't no walk. Easy being a soldier when it ain't no war.
We jumping off the porch and heading to the court.
Let's go.
We bout the ball, I know I feel it in my soul. Yeah. Universal, yeah, my team, we on the move, let's go. We posted in the road, the boot, we step to choke. We in the booth, bitch.
Yeah.
We stepping hard, we crossing bitches up. We checking many bitches on the court, let's go, you know it's up. We turning many heads, you know we superstars.
Yeah.
It's easy being a soldier when you stepping hard. Don't get up in my way, you know I filed no call. I gotta beat the plug the way I scope, no charge. Who in my way? I'm Ray Charles of the shit. Know when I step me and my crew, it ain't no fucks to give. It's easy in the world, we knocking niggas off. It's soldiers in the bitch, you know we step to start. Louisiana stepping hard, you know that's why that bitch ain't like a boot. We step on many necks, we coming through this bitch, you know it's true.
Bachelor, superstar. Trying to have me a menage a trois. It's in a life, just a titan's job. Hand in her hand as I'm biting her bra. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk.
Not a pad, not a pen. Hell yeah, it's me again. I'm stepping in and since my nigga in my fucking pen. I'm on that dude's pay, I don't fuck with that hen. I ain't fucking with you, baby, if I can't fuck your friend. I'm a grown ass man.
I started my own damn dream.
I beat a big pocket, let me say the shit again. The universe had four and I let the truth in. I turn my goofy down for this Houston legend. Come here, little baby, let me sip the till pen. Let you fucking tell it, you done heard it through the wind. I'm dealing with my bra and a fucking best friend. Fuck how I turn out, I done scored another win. Legendary nigga, I'm the fucking champion.
Yeah.
Lord, please forgive me, cause you know I'm about to sing.
It's Mr. Nasty time, I'm freaking all the time.
Straight out the door, let's do a six.
I'm a legendary superstar. Trying to have me a menage a trois. It's in a life that's a titan's job. Hand in her hand as I'm biting her bra. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk.
Perfect. It's potent. DJ Spoof. Shout out to Film Tight. Legendary, man. Shout out to Zero. Y'all know what it is.
It's easy being a soldier when it ain't no war.
Flame on the block for the bang. Let me show you what it do. Who that thing? Baby,
this ain't Play-Doh, mate. Niggas getting chopped out. Put that on my 808. Mommy got that 808. Scooped her up at 808. Dropped her off at 808. Overnight, that's how we elevate. Real K never stimulate.
Big change lanes.
You gon' back it on up. You wanna fuck a what? Shit, she bending over. Oh, shit, she bending over. And now she on her fours. Slippin' like I'm Rover. You fuck with that Molly? Are you poppin' them Zans? Are you hitting this weed? Bitch, I'm just saying. I'ma make it rain. Call me the weatherman. And she gon' make it bounce through a seven plan. I roll around these choppers. In the club like monsters, eating all these lobsters, nothing but shooters on my roster. I'm the realest nigga you know, in this club for show. I got this for four, I'm blowing all this dough. I just need to know, if you down the road, I done been around the globe. You the realest chick I know, bullet holes in your car. Everything is boring, I'ma take you off this bar and put you in some porn.
You the realest chick I know.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909. 237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Turn up your top.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get em.
Oh yeah, True West Radio. It's your man DJ Love. And we got special conjunction tonight with Street Man 3.3, Mac and Cheese Factory, everybody joining in on the truth this year. We got Mr. Everywhere, Buddha Ali, Sweet Pea in the building. What's going on, my people?
What's going on, y'all?
No boogie be no boogie. Just trying to get it in for the night, you know. We back on the air once again.
It felt like Sunday to me.
Like Sunday?
Who's all on here? I'm just now trying to wake myself up. We got who's the special guest tonight?
As of right now, nobody. I didn't introduce nobody but Sweet Pea, Mr. Everywhere, and Buddha Ali.
Oh, okay.
See, that's why I feel like Sunday. I've been chilling like that too.
Yeah.
But I got so excited that it was finally back on that I couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah, I know everybody got the expectations and was looking for Omar. He may call in the second hour or something. I don't know. You know how the Hollywood shit go.
I was just happy y'all had it back on.
Because
I had called in the other day, too. Oh, it was. I think it was the day before my birthday or something like that. One of them days, I had called.
Yesterday, yesterday. It was my mistake. I set up the show and didn't do the timing sequence right, which I thought I did, but I wasn't paying attention because, as usual, somebody be trying to talk to me while I'm trying to radio. And I get lost in the conversation and forget, ain't paying attention. And when I looked up, the motherfucker was saying, thank you for this bad call radio. Goodbye. I said, ain't this about a bitch?
Damn.
But, you know, that's what you call being, I was out of sync, you know what I'm saying? Been off so long. And then other shit on my mind is real, you know. So, yeah. And you try grabbing the meat for last. Like, I ain't get to do about 15 minutes. But we gonna hold it down tonight, man. We can. Yeah, 15 minutes can be shut off on there.
That's cold-blooded. That's like the intro mix.
Yeah, because, you know, I was planning. That's what I had to do for the intro mix at the beginning. But tonight I started a different series and started with music, you know, because I didn't want to put a mix on. And as usual, everybody call in and hear music and hang the fuck up. So, you know, I just went ahead and said, oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and play down through it and just go down through them and jam some songs so we got shit going, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, this shit here was, I don't know. These people been sending me bullshit-ass songs and a lot of shit going crazy. Everybody want to get on, but they don't want to get on, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's all good, you know. We're gonna kind of change things around a little bit, but, you know, we're going to keep it true. Simple shit. So what's going on in the world today? I know Israel is like one of the big topics. You know, everybody talking about now with the war going on over there. And which is crazy. America always involved itself in somebody else's bullshit. You know, I guess that's why they call the power nation. Well, yeah. Since I'm here, you know,
we'll be right back. Brand new banger.
She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bass, two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. I wake up in the morning. Gotta hit that thing. Gotta hit that thing. This is where I wanna be. With Mary Jane.
Let's take some calls.
yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
Trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on on the cross, rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the King.
Exclusive hot new mix.
New banger. You're jamming with
the King. Exclusive on a hot new mix.
So I walk through the valley. And you stop mixing
it. Shall not fear no man but God. So I walk through the valley of death.
Back in elementary,
happen. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
have an action. Imagine how these could be acting if we never got the crack. Imagine life so hard, yeah. Can't imagine it's like living in the city of God, you feel me? Imagine life on the yard, I'm trying to get that dollar on some, yeah, it's just
brand new banger, yeah.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's a little homie blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio in conjunction with Street 93.3. It's going down in a major way tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody for participating. I got the people up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? We got Sweet Pea in here. We got Casey Reed in here. Mr. Everywhere and Boot Ali. I thought I'd give everybody enough time to get to play with themselves and waking up and, you know, just being attentive, you know what I'm saying? We got to have somebody saying something because if you don't say nothing, give us going to help. I'll play a little motherfucking mix until this bitch go off.
Yeah,
hey,
just
be what's crazy
up?
Like I
do. Radio.
How you
doing? Well, go ahead, Sexy Red.
Sexy Red,
first and foremost, D-Town
stand up, baby. How y'all doing tonight?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Bless
Sexy Red, you know I bring the information what's happening in D-Town. So, I got some, if people want to know about it, my boy, Prime, C-Stump, Chaka State of Mind, he got a little situation going down on October the 21st. If y'all want to get out there, they got a grand opening happening in DeSoto, Texas with a tattoo parlor opening. There's the first tattoo thing happening at Tulip. And Fort Worth. And it went down. And Ricky the Rapper was there. Some nice stuff going on. Okay. Whole lot of vendors out there vending some bad burgers. Whole lot of things going on. But see something, man. That dude is Mr. Prime. He's from Kimball High School. He's a great guy. And I networked with him, and Pat Daddy was there, and he was a good guy, and then he invited me to this next one. So I'm going to give you all the information. It's on my page if you want to know more about it and how to get to it and share it. If you want to put it on your page, you can take it from my page and share it and post it. But this black guy is doing black business, and he's keeping black dollars with his networking. And he's a positive brother doing positive vibes. So I appreciate his thing, and he's going to bring me along again. He told me I'm the media girl. How about that?
Okay. Listen.
And also, Mr. Rober, Roby, the boy Roby, Starling, got a truck and treat. So all y'all Googling goblins that like some trick or treat stuff, that's going down in Grand Prairie on the 20th. So the 20th and the 21st, the date. So I put it on my page, and I give you some more information on it. I don't want to take too much time because I want somebody else to speak, but I give you the handle on that in a minute. Let me look it up.
Baby, that's this true is. You know how we do.
Oh, really? But,
I just have to be, y'all just have to excuse me because I'm in one of them off modes today. You know, I got that inkling where I just don't give a fuck.
Oh, really?
See, okay. The thing is, I say what motherfuckers want to say, but they
already
can't.
Already.
I see it.
Okay, but,
I see it because can't nobody stop me from saying. Yeah,
okay,
I'm the booger with the sugar.
The trunk or treat thing is October the 23rd at 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And the address is 1700 Polo Road, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052. The plug cup and the Project P Halloween Trunk or Treat. So it's a friendly thing to bring your kids out. If you don't like going trick-or-treating, I'm going to be dressed up in my little costume, passing out candy for the kids. And there's going to be a lot of people out there giving candy in their trunk and listening to some live music and some networking going on. So that's one situation. Now, the see something. I got to pull that back up. I'm a messenger. It goes down in Dallas. It's always something going on. And thank God for first and foremost, because I put it out there, I share it on my page, and I talk about it. So that's what I do with
that's
first and
that.
Foremost. I never
that's what you're supposed to
if
do.
If your shit's going down, I tell people about it, and I show up and support. That's what first and foremost is.
That's how it's supposed to be. And really,
that's
everybody
how supposed
should
be saying network is your network. Look, I don't always look for money. I do it for free. It's free information. But if they want to pay me, they can give it to me, too. I take them dollars. That part.
Oh, girl, we ain't going to start talking about money.
Donations and all that. People always want money, but I get free information and I do stuff for free. But God bless me like that. Matter of fact, I get my blessings.
Nothing wrong.
Yeah. That's what's up. Well, you know, I got announcements to make too. So, you know, y'all make sure y'all tune in October the 14th. October the 14th, it's the Quiet Storm, and it's called the Get Your Baby Mama Pregnant episode.
The Quiet Storm, Get Your Baby Mama Pregnant. He's going to be playing that fuck music.
I'm doing a number that Freaky Dog Got Nasty ass shit.
Freaky Dog Nasty fuck music.
Yeah.
Ooh, girls, get your panties wet and fuck.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I'm like R. Kelly, so you better lock your kids in the room.
Don't be no R. Kelly.
That's
sexual shit. That's
this show is strictly for adults and adults only.
Don't let me out. Don't let me out.
Yeah.
Y'all No. Don't fuck with the kids. No mean no, people.
Yeah, that's uh-oh. Right. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow, October 14th is tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? And I realized today that October
today
the 13th.
Is Friday the 13th. Ain't
it's Friday the 13th, so that's why Omar is not here. It's Friday the 13th. And you know
Friday
how the Hollywood people have these omens about it. So, you know, we're scheduling another. He'll come through when he get ready to come through. I ain't going to put no pressure on it. But we got some of his music. We're going to jam some of that tonight through here in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? As we approach 5 after the hour, you know what I'm saying? It is that time. But, you know, just trying to, you know, mingle and, you know, swing it and everything that's going on. What's happening in Florida, Mr. Edward? What? You got anything going on down there?
No, I'm just sitting back, man, trying to get my energy up and going through the motions. That's about all.
That's all.
Well,
good.
We know Frankie
really
needs to be up on his prayer line. We got Sanctify first and foremost, and Sanity says God gonna get your energy back up. How about that? It's everywhere. Get it up.
Bud Ali, what's going on in the Oklahoma Tech? Well, I just ain't going to Oklahoma Tech. We'll move on. Sweetie, down there in A-Town. See what's going down on her nigga the woods.
You don't hear me talking?
I hear you now.
I'm about to say, I've been talking the whole time. You keep cutting me off.
No. It ain't me cutting you off.
That's just
crazy.
I'm
trying to
act with
y'all.
That's just crazy. No, it's just crazy.
Yeah,
I
know. This is
it. Did you hear me talking?
I'm using the app too, so. See, Camille got that good line. She calls straight through and she can just jibber the jabber. She got the
that's
line.
What I was trying to see. Did you hear me at least talking to her? Did anybody? Because I was talking to her.
Nobody
heard
you.
Look at that.
I do what I do, baby.
That's what you supposed
what
to do.
What company you got, girl? Hold on. What company you got? Because that's what I need. Boop. Another phone company.
What company I got? I got AT&T.
She got some
tea. I said, fuck Metro PCS, and I went to AT&T because they the number one. Everybody trying to catch up to AT&T, they always been number one. They the first company. You know what I'm saying? So I
don't have Metro. I had T-Mobile. The problem is that everybody that uses
T-Mobile
towers is just fine.
Everybody
got
to go to AT&T to get the real shit.
It don't work. It do not
everybody
work.
Everybody got to go to AT&T to get that shit work right.
Well, shit, Metro said that they was using T-Mobile.
And with AT&T,
towers.
You don't sign no contract. It's on you. It's on you how you do your business. That's why I like AT&T. It's on you how you do your business. My phone don't be dropping and doing the extra stuff and giving me no extra fees like iPhones and all the other stuff, Cricket and all the other stuff. And I got insurance on it.
I got a 10-inch shit over here, too.
Hey, doop, what's going
there
on?
There you go.
QS, man. Boot out of TV. Hey, man, I'm sitting up here watching old Omar Gooden, so I know he wasn't going to be on the show. I'm watching him on BET Plus now. I guess he's going to come on and get out the movie.
You know, just like the rest of them, you know what I tell them, if you miss me, you miss me. I ain't doing no tripping because the motherfucking wheels on the bus.
Hey, but it feel good to hear everybody on the line, man. Everybody, happy solo return, Sweet Pea. I know she had a birthday this week somewhere around
right,
here.
Right.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Hey, it's going down Section Red, doing the thing, Grand Prairie, Mr. Everwell, politically and actively known, all in the industry, DJ Heavy Love.
Huh?
Who's birthday?
Sweet Pea birthday with this week.
Sweet Pea birthday. Happy birthday, Sweet Pea.
Thank you.
My daddy's birthday just passed. Rest in peace, Donald Humphrey. Y'all Libras doing y'all scale things. Do y'all thing, baby.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, indeed.
It's
hey, what's
Libra
the title for tonight?
It's not the Virgos out the way. It's time for Libra time. Hey.
What's the topic for tonight? Y'all ain't hear nothing.
The
topic
for
tonight. Go strong.
The topic for tonight is how do you feel being back on True West?
I feel
the
good,
topic
man.
The topic for tonight is what?
How do you feel being back on True West?
Oh, man. I feel great. I feel great to be heard. You know what I'm saying? And the voices is listening. And I thank God where I'm at right now because True West, I wouldn't be myself because y'all helped me be a better spokesperson on the radio. For real.
Hey, I salute you. I salute you, because look here. You the first person that actually said that you know, been on the show. Not to take no formula from nobody's bottle, but I'm just saying, you meant that from the heart. I've been knowing you for a minute. And I salute you, Sex the Red, first class from Moses, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I listen to my constructive criticism. So... pause, break, is doing all in your feelings. So I get that. And I was emotional sometimes, and I get that. But I was going through things, so that's what it is.
But that's why we here for you, baby. You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is. But I'm learning to be self-reflecting, self-assurance, and being in my self-mirror. Self-awareness. We have to have awareness of what we do and how we hurt people, harm people. We gotta apologize when you're wrong. Period. Point blank.
Yeah.
Go back and fix it. If it ain't
I'm
fixed,
one that's guilty of this.
When you mess it up, fix it. Because
I'm one that's guilty of that. You know what I'm saying? I fucks up a lot, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yesterday. For and thanking him for being there for me too, and my brother.
Right, I'm saying I considered a real soldier.
He can see again.
No,
see
I know it's a blessing for that
I
man to actually,
fly,
you know.
But now I can see.
Yeah, you know it's a blessing that he was, you know, went through that blind stage and now he can see again. So you know, big ups to him for you know staying down and not giving up. Steady doing his craft, you know. I never seen a man work so hard that couldn't see. You know, he had the visual problem, but that man done a whole lot of advertising without seeing his advertising. So he trusted the process.
This is
and, you know, promoted
God
himself
down,
and
to
done it in a major way. So, do you not hear me talking? Do you not hear me? It's going to be all right, baby. Don't. Don't let it get you down.
Who the hell y'all talking about?
But hey, you know what? You know what I'm gonna do right quick? I'm gonna go through a quick song set. Let everybody get situated again. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna put a couple of new tunes up this thing, as well as a couple of old tunes. But don't panic, die. You tune in to True West Radio. In conjunction with Street 93.3 and my girl Fire the Music Mogul as a new sponsor to the radio show along with Mr. Everywhere. So y'all stay tuned for more that's coming up because we about to set this motherfucker on fire. Yeah. I'm finna hit y'all with one of O's. Omar couldn't make it. I'm gonna play one of his songs that y'all get a feel of what he got going on. And I'm gonna play a couple more hits. I ain't gonna play too many, but we running out of time. I'm gonna play about 2-3 songs, and then we gonna come back in, stick the fork off of that meat, and turn it over. You hear what I said? I'm gonna tell you another time there will be no overtime tonight.
So if you ain't called in by now, and you don't call in 14, you can catch us again on the I'ma Get Your Baby Mom Pregnant show tomorrow night. For sure. October 14th. So don't turn that down. We're gonna hit you with this brand new jam from Omar. It's called Swim. Let's go. Yeah.
Little bit of oak, little bit of folk, little bit of smoke.
Yeah.
Heaters open big old, ain't even a little bit of dope.
Yeah.
Funky like I only use a little bit of soap. I'm literally focused, you ain't getting on with just a little bit of rope.
How about I?
Take another toe, kill a nigga's hoe, thinking I'm a boat won't float. Shoot a nigga, kill a nigga, choke a nigga, nope, 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 that's Popo. About time that I go, bro. Lights,
action.
Got it all on the GoPro. From so, so, that's so dope.
Go, bro. Nah.
Funny how they never know your name. Till they see you shining on a poster with some fame. Lame shit they never can recall. Try to treat you average like you don't deserve it all.
These days
they'll let you drown just to see if you can swim. To see if you like them.
Big O, get go, get dough, get mo, hit fo, kinfo. Just go, let's go. Don't stop, get more. Then stop, hell no. Get high, be high, stay high, then go. They not red though, they like damn hoes. Get laid, get paid, Baywatch, Venmo. Wait, 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 bro. Need guap, pesos, race goes, pay slows, fake blows. Ugh. Fuck around and take your foot off the gas, nigga. Watch your pace slow up. Look, big old the type that like to hold the pistols. OG, I wake up old school. I'm talking Folgers crystals. Fist the cuffs without my fist and cuffs. Y'all promise? Metaphors? Wish I never met the horse. Carl Thomas? All I'm saying is this. Sink or swim? Shit. I'm about to dive up in this bitch. Cause it's
funny how they never know your name. Till they see you shining on a poster with some fame. Lame shit they never can recall. Try to treat you average like you don't deserve it all.
These days
they'll let you drown just to see if you can swim. To see if you like them.
Life can get heavy, weigh you down. At the same time, the ones that hold you down can hold you up. You ever get the chance to blow, you know you're gonna rub. Times you wanna go ballistic, cause you know shit's so corrupt. So you hold it back, try to keep your shoulders up. And write about it, cause the shit that brings you down can blow you up. Life rips you apart and sews you up. What don't kill you will make you stronger, will probably still grow you up. So just promise you won't give up. And I promise to soldier up and make problems for those that make you a promise but don't show up. I promise to blow shit up. Metaphorically, no terrorists. I'm insane when I'm categorically no therapist. When I'm locked in, I'm like, oh shit, Mr. Garrison is, oh, that's not you, that's embarrassing. Harder by comparison than half of you. I guess I'm just being polite, so after you.
Funny how they never know your name. Till they see you shining on a poster with some fame. That ain't shit they never can recall. Try to treat you average like you don't deserve it all.
These days
they'll let you drown just to see if you can swim. To see if you like them.
Power, respect, y'all. Loop, flip like a diamond, neat, y'all. Still can't
Mobile town residents. I swear I ran a seance time at them dead presidents. You got a good girl, I turn her to a better bitch. She'll tell you she about that paper, but I'ma make her go and get the shit. Look, I want it all. Quarter dime, nickels, pennies, 1, 5, 10, 20. This is Grand Danby, my nigga, I'm on my grip. So you can move around and get moving. Don't wait for it, it's me, I'ma go and get it.
Now you can run, run, run as fast as you can, man. But you can't catch me. I'm the get the bread, man. Look, I get the bread, man.
Jump, 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 but you can't catch me, nigga. I'm on this $1 million hunt.
That's
I be riding in this rental, just me and my kinfolk. All about them racks, so the play is detrimental. The shipment is wrapped, the tape is strapped, the product is fire, so there's no need for stamps. It sells itself on a mission for wealth. Quiet for kill, I move and still addicted to getting them
things off the shelf.
I go get it and come back with it. Definition of handling business, independent, and we win it. Top blue match to defend it. If you think we bullshitting, try your luck. Watch you end up with your dick in the dust for playing with us. Our vision run is all about that cash flow. Big bag hole, I grab those automatic with the pack, so you can call me espresso. You better wear your best, bro, or end up where the fish go. Fuck around and lose your breath trying to catch this bread truck.
You can run, run, run as fast as you can, but you can't catch me. I'm the get the bread man. Look, I get the bread man. Get the bread, man. You can't catch me. I'm the get the bread, man. But you can run, run, run as fast as you can, but you can't catch me. I'm the get the bread, man. Look, I get the bread, man. I get the bread, man. Hope you can't catch me. I'm the get the bread, man. Come on.
I was gonna rip his heart out, I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me, there's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous, my defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious, I want your heart, I wanna eat his children.
Yeah, right back in it like I know you missed me. Flow too crispy, I am on the go ballistic. Coldest with the flow, it's no contention. Overdo it, yeah, I always overdid it. So committed, no pretending. You forgot about my pen, I'm so offended. So relentless, open at your neck with no precision. I'm talking whole incision. Ain't no decision when it comes to survival. Breaking bars out without a motherfucking problem. You know I'ma spit a lyrics, hit them like a yapper. Big like Biggie, rich like Diddy. And my chicks and Diddy, I was in Balenciaga. I repeat box, I'ma sip it out the bottle. Pumping up lean, codeine, I swallow. Blowing on green on the scene in Nevada. I'm so exclusive, I'm so elusive. To these niggas that be full of excuses. Useless, ruthless, how I do this music. Flow so stupid. Killing other rappers and I'm having a ball with this. I don't need a cosign, I know I'm a dog with this. Way too raw with this, breaking the law with this. Give me the beat and I'ma be ripping up all of it. I don't need no feature, I got more styles than sneakers. All I spit is that heater, sitting on top of tracks like bleachers. All I smoke is good reefer, even on a bad day I spit ether. Every verse got a fever, ain't no mumbling, I got bars. Let me know if you need them, I just ride the beat like a car. Tell a hater that I can't see him, I'm so high I see stars. Out of this world with the flow and I'm about to land on Mars. My shit hard, that's cause I spit that shit straight from my heart. Nigga, put me on the trumpet in the body, you promise. I got it, I'm pumping the hottest shit you ain't never heard of. You know a killer that run it, I can't sit this making everybody feel it, a minute commit murder. Who they wanted, I'm punishing my opponents. They wanna get down on me, I'm keeping a nine on me. Niggas phony, I know you ain't my homie. I'm keeping my eyes on you and ready to ride on you. No mistake, no fake, and I'm breaking feathers off for real. Every time I grab the mic, I do the same thing. Why is it when I'm turning on the radio and all I hear is the niggas that can't rap or they can't sing? It's a pressure when you know you got a blessing. And the question, if you know me, I'm the coldest nigga you done met. And I don't be giving a fuck about you talking about your department and rappers, you ain't motherfucking ready yet. Most of these rappers ain't lyrical, your flow is pitiful. I'm at the pinnacle, I do the most, you do the minimal. No, you can't fuck with my mental or physical. Throw the individual, I want residuals. I see the money, it's all in my visual. You cannot see me just like I'm invisible. Competition got me feeling invincible. Check my delivery, I give a misery. I got agility with this ability. My flow officially going in history. You cannot get with me, bars on infinity. Yeah, the bars on infinity. I might just stun you and call you my minute. Me. I'm only one, but I feel like it's sending me. Yeah, I got chin on me, anime chin on me. I got your rent on me, I got your bitch on me. But I don't wanna, I told that hoe get off me. Look at your energy, ain't no more sympathy. You ain't a boss, You cannot sip for me, simply playing these so like a symphony. Left and I came right back like remember me. Heard this beat and I can't lie, tempted me. My haters thought I was gone, that was it for me. I make them sick of me, get so much room in my table to eat. You cannot sit with me, y'all don't feel empathy, you just a lick to me. And I just turn this beat to rotisserie. Yeah, I got soldiers just like an infantry. That's for my enemies, that are my frenemies. Why do you envy me? I'm on the spinning tree. I'm probably about some every time that you mention me, nigga.
Double A, double L. TV. No hook. Straight bars. Spitters only, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio. Check this out, brand new jam from the Zydeco Sisters. It's called Let Me Tell You, Baby. And it's right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you about a story on the trail.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you about a story on the trail.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you about a story on the trail.
From his ass to his appetite. Close your mouth. Shut the fuck up. Dick tooted on the hook. Rubber duck. Real deal. We gon' fuck you up. Long hose, loud pipes. Fuck you up. Get fucked. Pop trunk. Knuckle up. Long money. Big bang. Back it up.
He gon' pull a switch. Got the crew ready. Everybody saddle up. Hey, straight up.
Don't be all drunk and shit.
Let me tell you about a
trail ride, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
The Zydeco Sisters.
Would you look at this? It's a half pint film, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, you ever like been just like fed up with all like just a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like you in a position to help a motherfucker, but it's like somebody calling needs something like every day, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I pray for this shit though, like I want to be like the one motherfucker call on, you know what I'm saying, when they need something, you know? But sometimes that shit get frustrating because like when they gonna ask when I need some, you know? But like, don't nobody see that shit, you know what I'm saying? And the one time you tell a motherfucker no, man, it's like they whole world go upside down, like it just crash. Like, you don't remember like when I was doing all this for you? But now I'm the bad guy, you know what I'm saying? I just be like on some shit like, I swear that I wake up, I'm trying to get me some paper, take some trips out to Jamaica, see my mama on no makeup. I know everybody ain't able, but I'm sick and tired of the favor. Get on y'all laughing, they play up, and get mad when it's time to pay up. So I'm through with the favor, 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 I'm through with the favor. Of me motherfucking lending, saying they gon' pay a nigga back to time. I'm just wondering when I'ma get it. Seem like every time I get the ish or not, motherfucker end up missing. Tell me why the fuck you wanna burn your bridges. I guess cause you think I got it, I ain't tripping. These motherfuckers not my damn children. You're not the only one that's walking with feeling. And I don't need everybody in my business. How you gon' play me, fool? We got history. That's the reason why I've been keeping my distance. Because these niggas company expensive. Company all damn nigga lending. Friend with business, got a big heart, steady winning, winning. Saying that's the reason nigga keep on giving. Long as a nigga got plenty, plenty, I get my all down to a penny. But I'm not a pig, no guinea, guinea. So you can get the fuck with that, gimme, gimme. I swear that I wake up, I'm tryna give me some paper, take some trips out to Jamaica, see my mama on no makeup. I know everybody ain't able, but I'm sick and tired of the favor. Get them y'all laughing, they play up, and get mad when it's time to pay up. I'm through with the favor, 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 I'm through with the favor.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yeah, we back up in this thing, man. True West Radio. Yeah, I know it's wild as gold me up in this thing. Yeah. I got 60 Red, Buddha Ali, Mr. Everwell, Sweet Pea, and we doing the truth tonight. Yeah. What's going on, man? Hit you with a couple of new jams up in there. As you heard, the hot jam from the Zydeco Sisters. Let me tell you, we also hit you with that new. And we went back to some old school, you know. Just starting to do playing a few hits, you know, some kind of stuff.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Harry. That Omar Gooden, that was Omar Gooden?
That's right. The first song was called Swim by Omar Gooden.
Omar Gooden, the actor.
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker, I know his daddy was a professional singer in Cuba. I know he run their family to music. That, I like it, man. That was pretty cool. It's different.
Yeah, he
it's
got
new.
He actually got a song with his daddy doing a hook in it. We gonna jam that later on in the week, next week, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't wanna break everything before we actually have a chance to be on. We're gonna save some content, you know, just to get the brand over, let everybody know that boy doing music. Well, you know what, he's been doing music for a while. But he's been doing so much acting till he hadn't been able to focus on his music career. You know, going through with acting as well as doing stand up comedy, in which they're on tour right now. So, you know, that's part of the problem too, because he got tour dates to meet, shows to be at, you know what I'm saying? So,
hey, well,
it's gonna be
that's awesome, man. I like it when he had the song was good, man. I like that he got a music video.
I hadn't had a chance to discuss with him yet if he had any videos yet, which I'm quite sure he don't at this moment. And he's probably working on some as well. Like I said, you know, that family is got plenty of producers and everything. You know.
Yeah, man.
Be on the lookout for his sister. Sister got some. She's talented as well, you know. He got sisters that's talented, so, you know, whole family just in that thing. That boy say, what do you say, how you see it? We got, my brother got a Academy Award. I'm trying to get a Grammy.
Yeah, well, they get...
You're doing
the
singing on this one. You
say
you got...
On Omar's song?
Yeah.
Is it on Omar's song?
Yeah.
I think it's his sister, somebody. I know. I hadn't had a chance to really converse with him too much because he's been real busy. And, you know, me reaching out to him about his music has, well, you know, it is what it is.
Speaking of tour, we're scratching the man on their tour.
Yeah,
they're in Bethune-Cookman in Florida right now, tonight. Oh, okay. Who's scratching on tour with again?
Some artists is getting promo. Up and coming artists.
Okay. Shout out to King Scratch too, man.
On the damn tour. That's what's up.
We'll actually have those artists on the air next week as well. We're gonna bring them through the tour and you know, introduce them and get their music in line and everything. So it's a work in progress, man, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to build back up. Any artists out there that's listening to the radio show, if you'd like to get your music played, now remember, we don't always be this raw. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we do act professional. But, you know, when it's just us, it's family right here. So, you know what I'm saying? I just say 7 or 8 cussing words. But if you want to hear your music played on this station, send me an email, man. HEAV as in Victor, LUV as in Victor, 22@gmail.com. Or you can send it to kingscratch@gmail.com. And we'll be different to get you in rotation, set you up with the show, and everything, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ziggy, my girl Ziggy up there. Anytime she got a podcast too. And hey, we just looking, you know, build brands and make this thing as big as the world can allow it to be. We don't share, you know, shine nobody out. You know, if you're a bad artist, we give you the criticism and it be a good one. So we growing mental over here. And we do have information that can help you further advance yourself from where you are to being a mobile entertainment and independent label. So, with that being said, now I turn it back over to y'all.
Okay, I got handles back on that that two things I was telling y'all about. Gas Stop Studios presents Edible 5, October 21st. Doors open at 6 p.m. So there's going to be vendors, food trucks, live performances, a bunch of vendors. Cat Daddy will be hosting in K14. So if y'all want to get out there, Cat Daddy, K14, and Real Steel, the Gas Stop Studios is at. In front of an
Wait.
Artists, whatever you got going, you just step on there. Put the link on my page. But you're going to please be on there and get your vendor boots on or artist. Basic artist, any kind of artist. Create. Is in business.
That's awesome. So,
how much time we got?
We actually have 20 minutes left.
I got a real question tonight. If y'all
to
again, what y'all think about what's going on with hip hop? Because I saw that it's a fact that hip hop music is, and I'm gonna tell y'all what I think. I saw that hip-hop music is down 40% in sales. Now, if you ask me personally, I feel like, for one, this is because people stopped, they took the rap out of hip-hop. Nobody's actually rapping. A lot of this is a lot of pop music going on. It's a lot of singing. You got some, like, EDM type of vibes going on. A lot of emo stuff going on, but not a lot of rap going on in hip hop. So I feel like personally, that's because the people who are actually rappers, they took themselves out the way, like, since I'm not being involved in this shit. So now overall as a total, you know, rap music didn't have really any number one. Doja Cat was the number one for rap music. So what's y'all think?
Okay, I'm going to chime in right quick. One, you got a deal called oversaturation. When they turn around and you just have to go to a big studio and have a budget, now you can do it with a $100 computer. Two, there's too many clone rappers. He's saying the same thing he said. She's talking about how her coochie is. She's talking about how she stole her man, and everybody else is saying the same exact thing over a different beat. So it's all the same is recycled over, and everybody just done got burned out on it.
We want to hear something besides shaking your ass, making the bounce, making the clap. Period.
So I'm not even talking about the female rappers. We're going to take the female rappers out of it because the female rappers are making money. The female rappers are selling. Male rappers who ain't doing nothing.
None of them are selling. They can't even sell a concert. They shut all major concerts, been canceling out. One, the ticket prices are too high. Everybody's saying the same thing, and they don't got but a 4-month damn near career, and then they're in and out. It's a new female coming up. It's a new male rapper.
Put on the damn show. Don't nobody want to see nobody twerking and bumping. Period.
I don't know about that.
Make your music sound like something. The words, the bars. Bars, for real.
Well,
pause.
See, it's like this. The dance and take your mind away and they ain't really talking about nothing. But they shaking and dancing.
Pause.
You don't care
pause.
About what the hell they saying.
No, you care about what you're saying if you're saying something that makes...
Man, all I
well,
do is
hip, well, hip hop that. Go ahead, baby.
I walk by, and somebody realized, I'm gonna tell you, you don't get that bitch out of
here. It's a different. It's a different. I'ma say it loud and say it proud. It's rappers. It's lyricists. And poetry, for real.
It's like this. The rap game like this though, but I'm going, you right on what you're saying, and some people like to see it dance. No, let me say this, I'm gonna let it go. The reason, the answer to the question, the 40% why is rap is down, because it got too dangerous. Shit just done got too dangerous, shit done got out of hand. They done saw gayness, nakedness, they done sold everything.
You gotta look at this.
Yeah.
And you might die. You might die if you get to the top, or you're going to die if you get to the bottom.
It's not got to do with the consumer. You got to get it. So go ahead.
You said something, too. Come on, Mike.
No.
I'm just waiting for everybody to be talking at the same time before I say so. You know, I do have an opinion, and I feel like The reason why the sales are down, can I say what I'm finna say? The reason why I feel like the sales are down is because the music industry, as far as rap is concerned, has changed to what everybody is looking for, which I've said this many times before. People only condone explicitness, violence, and drugs. So a lot of these new rappers, they come in and just highlight that in their raps. That's what they highlight. So they mumbling and using a lot of ambience to refer to those things. The real MCs such as KRS-One and guys of that nature, they don't get the airplay. They don't get the shine because people don't want to hear nothing that's uplifting. They don't want to be educated through music. That's why so many of these new rappers feel like they can just come in and talk about their bodies or talk about how they spending in or talking about how much money they got and you know what I'm saying, beefing with other rappers because beef rap sales.
Well,
so the industry is watered down. I mean, you know, the artist has gotten away from actually being artists and taking into consideration that what they say actually is patronizing our people.
I got one more too, y'all. Hold that. Let me say this right here. I think another reason is because we all talked about, I know y'all remember this, but we talked about this together at the beginning of the year about how nobody gets paid off of the song because they redo it. So you got like a remix of a remix of a remix of a remix, and that's what you make your song off of instead of going back to Keith Sweat and say, hey, I'm going to sample How Deep Is Your Love. You going to sample a song that sample How Deep Is Your Love full time, and you come with the fifth one. Like, that's why everybody got no money to me. But y'all keep going.
Here's the situation.
You got to
the record labels own prisons. They own private prisons. So the record label said, we're not going to do a Queen Latifah Lady First, a KRS-One, an X-Clan to educate the people.
We're going to have
rappers come out crashing out, have their fans crash out, send them to the penitentiary, and the record label going to make money off the record sales and off you taking your black ass to the penitentiary. That's a fact. That's why if you got a good, clean album, the only ones who break through the mold is the J. Cole and the Kendrick Lamar. If Drake, he got to talk about he's hard and he's not. Because if he don't, they're not going to sit up there and market him. They want to market him to the masses, and that's just how it is. They got private prisons are owned by regulators.
But check this out. They say Travis Scott tickets, they were selling for $7. Somewhere, they were selling his tickets for $7. Because they had put so much shit in this man. But at the end of the day, I believe it alone.
No,
what I'm saying is, rap ain't going nowhere, though. Rap ain't going nowhere because it's going to be in the Olympics. Y'all understand? The next Olympics, they're going to have rap. In the next Olympics, it might be rap battle or something, but rap is going to be in the next.
You know
world
why rap is
going to
go away? Rap is going to go away because now you got artificial intelligence that can do a Tupac song, this and Keep the D and Puffy, and it just computerized. They don't even need no artists no more. They can take a Rakim, they can take a Nas and take their voice and make up a whole new album, and it's not even them performing. It's just computer generated. So now production is going to be computer generated. The album sales will be computer generated, and the rappers will be computer generated. Robots.
All at the Olympics. All at the World Olympics.
Music. They don't know how to travel.
Did any of y'all hear that new Tupac song? It's not Tupac, but it's his voice. Diss and Puffy and Keep It D the other day. Have y'all heard that?
No.
You know what? Attention
that
worldwide.
Probably will pop, though.
It's not getting attention from black people, though. That's the one thing I noticed about that. So that's why another thing that makes it so hard, because it's to the point where it's not us that decide what's hip-hop or what's under that umbrella no more. Or how
well, black,
go
black
or
people
how
ain't the consumers of hip-hop.
Taking videos and they can make your words match your music.
And you know, ain't nobody mentioned this part about music. These artists make music nowadays. They make it so fast before they put it in a cycle to actually be bought. They put it online to be streamed. You can't make no money off streams. They don't pay nothing for streams. That's what Snoop Dogg was talking about in his issue. They're not, where's all this money? I got over 100,000 streams, but I ain't got no check. So the streaming is what's taken away from the industry.
Let me explain to you. It's not taken away from the industry. The record companies got shares in Spotify, iTunes, so they don't care because they make their money. Investors make their money off the investment, so they ain't got to pay the
And
market. Let's
say this here, too. The record companies are the ones that own Spotify.
And the backside.
And all those sites.
Started charging too much for concert tickets, so you had $200 for nosebleed seats, $5,000 for front row seats for a Beyonce concert, Drake now won $2,500. The black folks want the consumers at the concerts of going to see a concert. Unless it's a rich black girl going to see Beyonce, or a white girl, or a Korean girl. But you're not going to see no black girl sit up there and say, I'm paying no $5,000 or no $700 for nosebleed Beyonce concert tickets. It's not going to
happen. I don't know about that one.
When we did the Little Baby Show in Shreveport, all the people that bought the front row seat tickets were white boys with shorts on in December, in November. Wasn't no black. It had like four black girls front row seats. The rest was white boys, looked like the Brady Bunch, buying Little Baby and Moneybagg Yo tickets. Trust me.
I don't know about that one, brother, because it's some rich sisters. It's some rich sisters that go pay to see Beyonce and them.
I just said rich sisters. You didn't listen. I said they had to have money. The girls not going.
They just paid some money to see Fantasia here in Little Rock. Paid.
Didn't
good
I say
there's
gonna be some rich black girls with money? They ain't gonna be the average girl to work at Burger King. They gonna pay $30 tickets, $40 tickets.
Well, I'm not saying that a lot of black people.
Fantasia and Joe.
And a lot of black people went. A lot of people are not gonna pay that type of money to do that. Hell no. Nosebleed
right.
Way up high.
I don't know about
club,
that one, ma'am.
You still up high. No, I'm saying me, the average black person. I ain't
that's
doing
what I just
that.
Told her.
Hell no.
She gonna have a college degree if she black going to be honest. She gonna nine times out of ten have a college degree or her daddy rich.
If y'all had, let me say this. If y'all had the money, y'all, if y'all really had big money, y'all be at that big dog in too. Y'all been paying $3,500 for the
money,
pro road.
If you work at a regular 9-to-5 job, you're not going to pay no $1,500 for no no-bleed Beyonce ticket. $700, I mean. No-bleed Beyonce ticket. That's a whole car note insurance.
If we hurry.
I don't know about that one, guy.
Okay, would you do it?
Lauryn Hill is coming to
with your salary right now, would you do it, Buddha? Go pay $700 to see
Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill's coming to Fort Worth. She's going to be in Fort Worth on her birthday.
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Her tickets ain't that high. People going to pay to see her if she don't
Buddha,
come
right
out.
Now,
but let me say this, y'all.
So it's better than Beyonce. And her tickets ain't that fucking high. I'm sorry. I'm saying
I feel like the real reason is y'all all brought up a lot of good points, a lot of the stuff that I was thinking of, and that's why I brought it up. Because check it out. People don't make money for streaming, right? You don't make money for nothing. You hardly make anything off of your... Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, but like, so you hardly make any money off of your music these days. So when you think about it, it's the artist. Look at what they doing. They selling other stuff. They making other things. They having other business. They are pissed off, and they not putting out their music because they not getting paid for it. That's another reason why they try to make it sound bad. Like, oh, yeah, it's down 40%. Yeah, it's down because you're not paying them, and they're not putting out music. They doing fashion lines, lingerie lines. Cardi B got whipped cream liquor whipped cream shots.
I'm going to tell you a secret about that. When they sign a record contract, the record contract going to say anything that's got your name and likeness on it for the duration of it, whether it's lipstick, a T-shirt, shoelaces, keychains, a license plate, anything that's got your name and license on, that record company going to get a percentage of your endorsements, plus 25% of your show
money.
That's
true, but a lot of people know better than that now, because it's people like you that have been putting that information out there. So a lot of people don't have them kind of contracts. Now, when it comes to the
some
music
people taking
stuff,
the deal,
like
though.
They lost me.
Some people taking the deal, though, Sweet Pea. Some people go and say, fuck, I ain't doing nothing anyway. Sign that
they
paper.
Do it.
No, 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 I'm saying they're not taking those type of deals. Like,
that's
they
like
locked up when
JP
it comes
took $125 million,
like
so they
that.
Got all JC's poster money, all Jay-Z's show money, all Jay-Z's DVD money, all everything Jay-Z had, the Live Nation got, they gave him $125 million blank check for all his tour money, everything. They just cash you out and say, for two albums or three albums, we're going to give you $125 million with an album sale, one or $300 million. This is your money going out the way. Don't come back in the office asking for no money, but this is all you get. For this duration. And a lot of people sign 360 deals and then they say, I ain't got no money. Jay-Z got money, but the average artist, he don't have money. He goes and blows it, and then he needs to get studio costs, promotion costs. They said, no, we gave you that money for all that. You're on your own now.
Well, Jay-Z got money because Beyonce and them own about 5-6 hotels in Dubois, in London, in Dallas, in Houston. They got hotels everywhere.
They got hotels for free.
I went to Beyonce Church downtown Houston.
Yeah, I think he got money.
Mega Palace.
I think Jay-Z sent R. Kelly to the pen because of about Aaliyah. So I think that's how Jay-Z got money. He got R. Kelly money while he locked up. I think he bought his publishing. No, I'm just joking. That's a joke.
Jay-Z, I mean, Jay-Z go hard, though. I like him. He all right, no. I like the air brother, man. You got to understand, Jay-Z was one of the first artists. Jay-Z was one of the first artists to invest in national sports when other artists wasn't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z made his money off of investments. He needs good passes. And that's what puts him over the edge. You know, not to discredit him as a rapper as well. Because he's very, very metaphoric. So, you know, the game's just changing, man. And all we got to do is sit back and see what these new artists are doing. Because everybody trying to do the same thing. Everybody want to stay independent. But yet, they jump for the deal. Reason why? Because America's in poverty right now. And if you can get some money off of what you do, that's why these rappers just jibber the jabber. Because they really don't have the heart for it. They just want the money.
Yeah.
Because the average American anyway is living in debt.
Yeah, you're
right. We're down to the last minute of the hour.
And all of
I want to thank each and every one of you for being on the show. Don't forget tomorrow night, October the 14th. Don't forget tomorrow night, October the 14th. We will be live for the I'm Gonna Get Your Baby Mama Pregnant of the Quiet Storm. We're going to be jamming tomorrow night. So you might want to cover your baby ears up and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play some eyes. Bro, I'm going to get that bedroom music. You know what I'm saying? Some of that baby making boom action that we used to. But it's your man DJ here, Free P, Mr. Everywhere, Ali, and Sexy Red. We'll be back with more of this tomorrow as well as Sunday. Gospel program, and don't forget Mac and Cheese Monday. We out this bitch, baby.